basket. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly! You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Friday morning. And I guess Jack Blaine forgot that we had moved things to Friday. Either that or maybe he was confused. He thought this was the week that I was off. So I will be off next Thursday and Friday. On Thursday morning next week, Brian Thomas will be here with you. On Friday morning, Paul Santos will be here with you. I'll be in Michigan. And I thought about doing the show from my hotel room, but I'm just too nervous that I'll get in late, or I'll have another travel problem like I had last year getting out there. They're actually bringing me in a day early just in case, which is good because I get to go to the pregame party for the Michigan Paracon that they do on Wednesday nights, which is just another night hanging out at the bar, but that's cool. This is the final Michigan Paracon after, was this the 14th year? 13th, 14th, I forget. But they've been doing it for all this time with basically two guys and their families running the show. And now they want to step back from it. And they're hoping somebody else will pick it up. But at least for now, it's, you know, the last one. So it'll be great being out there with everybody. It's the biggest paranormal convention in the country every year. Also, speaking of the paranormal, I just want to keep you updated to some of my planned library presentations coming up through October. And just signed and confirmed yesterday, on October 16th, Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m., I will be at the New Bedford Public Library giving a presentation called From Fox Sisters to Ghost Brothers, How Ghost Hunting is Really Just Modern Day Spiritualism. So it's looking at the way people have looked into the question of ghosts, going back to the Fox Sisters and their cabin and the rise of spiritualism, going all the way to today's, you know, paranormal television programs. I've only done it one other time, and it was pretty well received. It was at a paranormal convention, so, you know, that's a very discerning audience for it. So that'll be October 16th at the New Bedford Public Library. And if you want to have me come and talk at your library, just tell them. Say, hey, reach out to Tim. He's going out talking about ghosts and the paranormal. I'm surprised that nobody has booked me yet for presidential paranormal, where I talk about all the hauntings at the White House. I thought for sure that would be one people would be all over this year because it's an election year, but I think people are nervous. It's nonpartisan, non-political. It's literally just about the ghosts. People will email me, you know, back when I first put on that presentation, which I had pitched around President's Day, I was getting responses from libraries that say, well, you don't talk about the current occupant of the White House, do you? I was like, of course. They're all current. The ghosts haven't gone anywhere. They all still live there. But anyway, there was a story that I wanted to share with you, and this story may upset some people. It may bring up some sad memories. But Jack Russell, the lead singer of the band Great White, who were the band that were playing during the 2003 Station nightclub fire, Jack Russell passed away at the age of 63 from multiple symptom atrophy and Lewy body dementia. He had retired last month from touring after he was diagnosed with these afflictions. And then at that time, he said, "I am unable to perform at the level I desire and at the level you deserve. Words cannot express my gratitude for the many years of memories, love, and support." Now, I think most people probably know them from their big hit in 1989, where Once Bitten, Twice Shy was kind of everywhere. I don't know if it was a summer song. I remember hearing it in the summer, but I don't know when it was released. But it was a big, big song. And I just moved to Sandwich, and my friend Sean played that song all the time. But in 2003, Great White was playing at the Station nightclub when the group stage pyrotechnics ignited a fire in the ceiling's acoustic foam. And within 6 minutes, the entire club went up in flames with 100 people perishing in that fire, including the band's guitarist, Ty Longley. To this day, it still remains the deadliest fireworks accident in U.S. history. There were a lot of lawsuits that came as a result of that, including Great White being involved in those lawsuits. And Jack Russell had made some comments that people who lost loved ones in the Station nightclub fire found very controversial. I can't remember what they were, but I remember people being upset and people blaming him for a long time for the fire. And it really wasn't the band's fault. The venue never should have allowed to let them use the pyrotechnics that they used. Those flash pots, they never should have let them use them. And the band coming in, they have their show that they put on. They have their effects that they use. And they don't know from one venue to another. In fact, when they're out on tour, they have to have a piece of paper hung up backstage to remind them what town they're in, because it's such a whirlwind being on tour. I just watched the Nickelback documentary on Netflix, and that's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen in terms of talking about what it's like to be on tour, where you don't know one day to the next. You just wake up and somebody makes sure you get to the stage, and you rehearse and then you play. Then you go and you get something to eat, and then you go to sleep. And then you wake up and you're in a different city because you're on the tour bus. So they're depending on the venue to let them know. And I'm sure there were other venues that they went on during that they went to during that tour where that venue said to them, "No, you can't use those flash pots here." And I'll admit, I had somebody that I knew that died in the fire. I had another friend that was supposed to be there that night, but didn't end up getting out of work in time. Matt Moniz of Spooky South Coast. So I was one of those people that for a long time blamed the band for being part of it, even though they lost one of their members. And Jack Russell gave an interview to Blabbermouth.net back in February of this year for the 21st anniversary of the Station nightclub fire, because there's a documentary that came out, America's Deadliest Concert, The Guest List, which premiered on Reels in February 2022. And Jack Russell talked about how, there's nothing that they can do to change what happened, that if he could go back in time, he would cancel the show. And he says everybody has their own take on it and their own beliefs of what happened, whose fault it was, if it was anybody's fault, if it was just an accident. It's all up for grabs. You're going to believe what you want to believe. And for me, I was there. I know what happened. And I'm not going to put the blame on anybody. It was just a horrible, horrible tragedy. And I wish I could go back and cancel that show. And Blabbermouth asked him if he's ever gone to the Station Fire Memorial Park. And he said, no, I have never been there, just out of respect, because I think if people would find out about that, it would maybe hurt some people's feelings or maybe kind of taint it for them. I don't know, because a lot of people blame me personally, for what happened. I was there. I know what happened, and I'm not going to sit there and try and defend myself. People are going to believe what they want to believe. He said he still cries about it daily. He said, I lost a lot of friends, people that I had no idea they were even going to be there. People that flew in from LA just to surprise me, and they ended up passing away. And I had no idea they were even there until I saw their faces on TV the day afterward. So, I mean, he lived with a lot of, you know, guilt and bad feelings about what happened. And again, he lost a friend and bandmate in Tai Longley and others as well that he knew. And he can't go to the memorial site to remember those that he lost because of how it will look to the people who are still angry at him and angry at the band for what went on. I remember having the conversation with Matt Costa that day, the morning of that show. It was a Thursday. And I was like, should we go? I was like, I only know really a couple of songs by them, but it'll be cool to see, you know, a band that I listened to as a kid in a small venue like that. We should go. And we talked about it and we decided not to go, because we both had to be up early the next morning to work and we didn't know what time I was going to get out. So we said, we'd only be going to hear a couple of songs anyway. But then the next day, one of our regular customers didn't come in. Like, where's Dale? Didn't see Dale today. He would just come in and get a coffee to go most of the time, but, you know, you saw him every day. Well, he went to that concert last night. And then within a couple of days, we found out that he had perished. And then, of course, Dave Kane, who a lot of you who have listened to WBSM for a long time know Dave. Still on the radio in Rhode Island. His son, Nicky O'Neill, was the youngest person killed in the station fire. Just a horrible, horrible tragedy. And it'll forever be connected to Jack Russell's name, for good or bad. But now with his passing, maybe that brings some closure for people. Maybe that brings some closure for Jack Russell. But it's just, you know, my feelings changed over time with blaming the band, with really blaming anybody. Like I said, you know, if anybody's to blame, it's the venue. But even the venue, you can't necessarily blame. I mean, I think they do bear responsibility. But they couldn't have known all the circumstances around that fire. I'm sure they've had other similar things that happened. It was just an accident, as Jack Russell said. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. You know, Roger from Purchase Street Records, who just had a birthday this week, I remember him putting together a fundraiser event on the anniversary of the nightclub fire and holding that in Providence, bringing in Dee Snider and other rock stars. And as over time, you know, it's kind of faded into memories a little bit, but it still gets brought up all the time. It still gets brought up. The same way the Coconut Grove fire still gets brought up. It's something that will always be associate, you know, when you're in a venue and there's pyrotechnics, people think of the station. People think of people like Mike Gonsalves, Dr. Metal from WHJY, who also perished in the fire. And so that's it's always going to be there. And, you know, we recognize it every year. We talk about it here on the radio. But if any good had to come out of it, it was all the regulations that came out and the awareness that came out as a result of that. People don't remember necessarily, but they stopped all indoor pyrotechnics for quite a while after that. Monday Night Raw opened up every week, every show, with a huge pyrotechnics explosion. It was insane the amount of fireworks they would fire off at the beginning of the show inside an arena. And I think it was the better part of 2 years where they didn't have that as the industry was being regulated again. And they figured out what's safe and what isn't. Now, you know, now they've got different techniques for those pyrotechnics. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We're going to take a break. Before I take that break, though, we were talking before about the economy. We were talking about money. And money is something that people aren't just worried about because of what's going on in the world today. People worry about their money all the time. People are always worried about whether or not all of their money is safe, whether or not all their money is secure, whether or not all their money is working for them when they put it in a bank. And one of the things that concerns you is when you see all of those little fees that come out and all those little monthly fees and all of that. Well, if you're being nickeled and dimed by your bank, Baycoast Bank is offering free checking with no hidden fees. So you're not going to find something there that you weren't expecting to find. Proud to be a sponsor of so many great things around the community. They are tied into the South Coast. Baycoast offers investment services through Plymouth Investment Services, also offering auto, home, and business insurance through Baycoast Insurance. Baycoast is invested in the South Coast community. So if you want to work with a bank that serves your community, Baycoast is your partner. Before I take the break, why don't we take this phone call here? Good morning. You are on WBSM. Oh, hold on. Let me do that again. Now you're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. I think that hearing what you were saying about the band leader not going to the memorial site, and I think that, you know, every once in a while you see a murder case where they're going to sentence the murderer and the family, you know, takes the time and their personal time to speak to actually forgive the murderer. And I kind of think that, for healing, whether it's for the band member that you mentioned or for other people, I don't think it's such a bad thing to go to that site, even if you do see people or they see you, because I think that sometimes people will talk and there are people that are going to be bitter, but I think that overall, you know, to heal and to move on, in a healthy way, I think it would be good if he did actually go. I understand why he feels he shouldn't go, but, you know, so I don't know. That's kind of one thing. The other thing was that, I don't know, when I saw that whole thing go down and the thing in my head kept saying, you know, why can't they just open a wall up, you know, while all these people are jammed trying to get out? Why can't someone just drive a truck through a wall or, you know what I mean? I just kept thinking to myself, you know, maybe the egresses for clubs like that aren't good enough because people will rush the few exits, and maybe there needs to be another method of, like, in case of emergency, we cut the wall here, or you know what I'm saying? I just kept in my head going, if you had a bigger space, you might have saved some more people. And I don't know that that's in the thinking of, you know, the safety of buildings where you've got a lot of people in a, you know, like at a club like that, you know?
Yeah, certainly now I think they've made changes to a lot of these with more exits. But the biggest problem with this fire is it happened so fast. I mean, within 6 minutes, the entire place was burned down. So even if somebody had come up with an idea, by the time they would have gotten to a vehicle to get into it to drive it in, it was too late.
Right. I gotcha. Well, listen, you have a good day.
You as well. Take care. And we are going to take a break here. When we come back, we can take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. You know, and I think what Steve is right, you know, it's time to forgive and to, you know, absolve Jack Russell of blame in this, because certainly, as he said, it was just an accident. It was just a tragic accident. And certainly the band isn't to blame. They didn't know the venue. Anyway, we can talk more about that. And again, that's a big change from the way that I felt, you know, 20 years ago. And when I refuse, I haven't listened. That's the first time I've listened to Great White since that happened. So if you want to talk more about that, we can. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app are also open. And we are going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back on the other side of that, we can talk more with you. We can also...
Now you're...
Jumping the gun there a little bit, Phil. Tell you what, I'll shut up and I'll let you go. I'll let you have at it. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom. Oh, now I caught you off guard. See, now you're not ready.
These...
You need a minute? Okay, I'll give you a minute. All right. Well, since we're talking about concerts, I'll remind everybody that today is the last day to enter to win tickets to see Avril Lavigne at Xfinity Center on April 24th. She'll be bringing along Simple Plan and Girlfriends, and it's a Saturday night show, so you don't have to get up early for work the next day, and it's her greatest hits tour. So it's going to be all of the songs that you would love to hear from Avril, including Complicated, Skater Boy, Girlfriend, I'm With You. I think those are all the Avril songs I know. I don't know a lot. She actually briefly appeared in that Nickelback documentary as well, because she was married to Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. That's right. It's Kroeger, not Kroger, just so people know. All right. I think Phil's ready now. Phil's good. All right. We'll turn things over now to Phil in the newsroom.
A training exercise goes wrong for the U.S. military in Nevada. What to expect at the Democratic National Convention? And look up, here comes the supermoon.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Well, 10 service members are in the hospital today after a training accident in Nevada. The accident happened Thursday at Fallon Naval Air Station. The service members' names have not been released and no details yet about their conditions. Former President Trump says the Biden administration's economic policies have totally failed. More from Mark Mayfield.
During a news conference from Bedminster, New Jersey Thursday, Trump said the worst is yet to come if Kamala Harris is elected president in November.
We're a failing nation because of the way it's been run for the last 3.5 years. We're a failing nation.
He argued that Americans are spending significantly more under the Biden-Harris administration and accused the vice president of breaking the economy and the southern border. Harris is expected to deliver a speech on the economy Friday in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Harris's economic policy includes $25,000 in down payment support for first-time homebuyers. The Democratic National Convention is only 3 days away, and the excitement in the Democratic Party is building. Here's Perry Williams.
A volunteer appreciation rally was held yesterday at Wrigley Field. Crystal Flynn says she's looking forward to her duties as a volunteer.
I'm going to be at Chicago Midway doing the greet, the VIPs that's coming in, greeting them off the airplanes. That's what I'll be doing.
Those unable to get into the United Center to watch Vice President Kamala Harris accept the Democratic presidential nomination may have another option. The nonprofit group Go Shy Life is planning a free watch party at Soldier Field on August 22nd at 7 p.m. I'm Perry Williams.
The U.S. is responding to the Mpox outbreak in Africa. The World Health Organization this week declaring Mpox to be a global public health emergency. Vedant Patel, principal deputy spokesperson with the State Department, says the U.S. government is sending 50,000 doses of Mpox vaccine to the Democratic Republic of Congo to help fight the outbreak. This year's record-breaking hot summer will bleed into a warmer-than-average autumn, Brian Shook reports.
That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center. Its seasonal outlook shows that all contiguous U.S. states are at least partially leaning towards higher temperatures between September and November. New England and the Four Corners states in the Southwest have the highest chances of an unseasonably hot fall, between 60% and 70%. The only exception is a sliver of the West Coast. I'm Brian Shook.
Save all your love. Save your love.
And Tim's been talking about this morning. Singer Jack Russell is dead. The former frontman for Great White died on Thursday, surrounded by friends and family. A spokesperson for Russell told reporters he died as a result of Lewy body dementia. His bandmates say they'll remember his sense of humor, exceptional zest for life, and unshakable contribution to rock and roll. He last performed in New England in 2015, his first appearance since Rhode Island Station nightclub fire in 2003. Which killed 100 people, including a member of the band. Jack Russell was 63 years old. And a supermoon is coming next week. Bree Tennis with how to watch it.
A supermoon is coming Monday morning, and all you have to do to see it is look up. Astronomers say it's really just a full moon, but it will appear very large because it will be the closest to Earth in its orbit. NASA says this moon is special because it's not just big. It's the second full moon of the month, and that makes it a blue moon. But there's more. It's also known as the Sturgeon Moon, named by the Algonquin peoples because that fish is easier to catch in August. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Patriots fell just short in a 14-13 loss to the Eagles in their second preseason game. Rookie quarterback Drake May had a standout performance, scoring his first NFL touchdown. New England wraps the preseason with Washington on August 25th. And the Red Sox dropped the series opener to Baltimore last night, 5-1. Teams continue their four-game set tonight.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Patchy fog with temperatures in the mid-60s. Muggy today. Temperature in the upper 70s this afternoon. Turning mostly sunny overnight. Patchy fog will develop once again mid-60s. That patchy fog extending into Saturday first thing in the morning becomes mostly sunny once again Saturday. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds. Through the weekend, temperature in the upper 70s. Turns unsettled Sunday overnight through Tuesday. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. It is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, located at 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, Tim. What's going on, brother?
Not much. A busy day over there, I'm assuming, especially, you know, always Fridays. You're always really strung out over there.
Yeah, that's when everybody starts getting ready for the weekend, man.
Yeah, and so what's going on over there today?
Well, man, I got a lot of nice stuff. I got brisket. I got short ribs. I got lamb. I got everything. I got chorizo. I got ribeyes, tomahawks, sirloins, filet, chicken. Dude, I could go on and on. I got everything. Don't worry. You need it, I got it.
I mentioned the tomahawks the other day, and somebody brought up to me, you know, how am I going to eat that by myself? But you've mentioned before that you have the cowboy steaks. That's like a smaller version of the tomahawk.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's still got the bone, but just not as long as a tomahawk. Nice piece of steak.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, I mean, I'd eat a tomahawk every day if I could, but it's a lot of meat. It really is.
It is, but you could do it, I bet.
You have a lot of faith in me. So what are you going to be having this weekend?
Dude, honestly, I think I'm going to have a tomahawk.
Oh, see, I put the idea in your head. And I'm assuming that when you cook that, you know, you do it low and slow on the grill?
I do. Yeah. I sear real high, and then, you know, I put it down to medium, and I just cook it slow.
That sounds good to me. What time should I be over tomorrow?
Dude, come whenever you want. I don't care. Just bring some wine.
There you go. I know where to get it. I'll go right down into the cellar there.
I'm going to say a bit of my idea, please.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in with us, and I will talk to you in a couple weeks, but I'll have Paul give you a call next week.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Enjoy take
care. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. And you can get everything there. Not only your meats, but everything that you need. Do all your shopping there and go downstairs and get all the beer and wine that they have there. Great selections. And as I say, everything from $5 to $500 for a bottle of wine. I'm not kidding. They've got the good stuff, but they've also got good stuff that's not going to cost you a lot too. So again, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Not bad, man. Listening to the bottom of the hour news, Donald Trump talking about the economy as usual and blaming other people for the stuff that he broke.
Complete with props, by the way.
Of course it is. I mean, it's really ridiculous. You know, conservatives used to have principles, but they throw it away when they support Donald Trump. Conservatives used to have a principle called deficit spending causes inflation. That's been the truth to them since as early as Reagan's first term and Milton Friedman in the 70s. And Donald Trump, during COVID, quadrupled the annual deficit in 11 months. Went from an average of about $1 trillion. The deficit in 2019 and 2018 was right around $1 trillion. And in 2020, because of COVID, he had a reason for it, and I don't blame him for it. You know, blame him for doing it, because I think anybody would have. But the reality is, the monetary policy was he quadrupled. He created a massive deficit of $4 trillion. So you can't quadruple your money supply and then also constrict the supply side of goods. So now you have quadruple the amount of money chasing a finite amount of goods. That's going to quadruple your inflation rate. You know, and if we remember in 2021, I understand Biden was president already, but in April of 2021, inflation had already more than doubled. It went from an average of 2%, which is the average it has been for years and years and decades. And it was about 2% the entire first 3 years of Trump's term. It was around 2% in April of 2021, before any Biden monetary policy took really effect, it more than doubled to 5%, and it continued to escalate. So to look back and just say, oh, this is all Biden's fault. No, absolutely not. It was instigated by the monetary policy during the Trump administration and continued into the Biden administration. So and like I said, I don't blame Trump for reacting the way he did, because the entire world was reacting the way he did. Specifically, in Europe, we saw it. Inflation is global, and it's all because they literally quadrupled their own deficits, and they did deficit spending and inflated their own currencies. So when I hear Donald Trump talk about the economy, I just shake my head, because all, you know, his supporters used to have principles. You know, they used to be conservatives that believed that deficit spending caused inflation. Now they just poo-poo it and they throw it away. Oh no, that doesn't happen anymore. It's ridiculous.
So I don't know if you happen to see, and again, not a lot has been put out yet, but Kamala Harris has released some outlines of what her economic policy will be. I don't know if you got a chance to see some of those.
No, I have no interest in what she has to say, because I'm not voting for her either. So, because I know what it's going to be. It's going to be more of the same Democratic progressive. It'll be probably even more progressive policies that are going to exasperate and continue to increase the deficit. You know, we're going to have deficit spending even more under Kamala Harris. So it's Donald Trump is lying to his supporters or omitting facts that would actually, you know, shed light on what's actually happening and tell the truth about why inflation even started. The reality is it started under his administration and it continued under Biden. I mean, it's very simple. They could have, conservatives, if they had any principles, which they, like I said, they threw away when they started supporting Donald Trump, they could actually use 2020 as an example, saying, see, we were right all along. We were right in the 80s, we were right in the 90s, that deficit spending causes inflation. And this is an example. Yes, it happened because of COVID, but it didn't have, they don't even have to blame Trump. They could blame COVID. They'd be like, we see this because we had deficit spending in the 2020s. And due to COVID, we see the inflation today. They could actually take that and run with it and win an argument because they have empirical evidence for it. But they don't, because it hurts their brand, the new conservative MAGA brand, not the real brand of Reagan. It's the new conservative brand of Trump, which is just, you know, tell people what they want to hear and not really actually tell all the facts. It's terrible. And Kamala Harris is just going to be, you know, she's going to be a train wreck for the economy also. She's going to raise taxes on businesses, and she's going to raise taxes on a whole host of other things. The real problem is, Tim, is our deficit and our debt is really being exacerbated by Social Security
and Medicare. More so Medicare and Medicaid. The price of healthcare going forward and in the past, and you have a demographic shift with the baby boomers using that program so much that it's causing price increases, and we're going to have to go into debt in order to fund it, unfortunately.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, and thank you for the analysis.
All right, Tim.
You have a good weekend.
Later, bud. Bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. Excuse me, app chat before the end of the hour. Just can't take an open line voicemail now. Too little time to preview it. But we'll do that when we come back. Right now, going to take this break. Back in a few moments. And welcome back in. Let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. It's Gilly. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Where's Jack Spillane?
I think he might have forgot the schedule change. Either that or he thought that this was the week that I was off.
Well, either that is I'm stuck on a bridge.
Maybe.
That's what I was going to say. He had a tennis match.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, we made this change last week, so maybe it hasn't quite, you know, made it into his calendar yet.
Yeah, earlier you said that he was going to be on at 8 o'clock, and then I didn't hear why he wasn't there. So I'm just checking up. That's it.
All right. Well, you have a good weekend.
You too.
And, I don't know. I'm going to guess it was confusion, and he thought that this was the week that I was off. I didn't give him the date. I just told him. Like, I told him while we were in the studio together, so he might have just been confused. Or I confused him. One way or the other. But you should definitely check out his article, his column that he has up now at newbedfordlight.org. It looks back at the 1 year now since the Star Store was abruptly closed down by UMass Dartmouth. And it looks at not only what has the university done or not done to fulfill the needs of those CVPA students in that time since, but what have those students done in order to continue to have an arts presence in downtown New Bedford. They took matters into their own hands, and also through some donations. And thank you to those who contributed to allowing them to have a space downtown to put on exhibits, including actress Taya Leone, who has a summer home here, and she paid for it to be open throughout the entire summer. She's somebody that you see a lot around, or people see her a lot around, and she's just like, you know, everybody else. We are lucky to have some pretty interesting celebrities that call the South Coast home, or at least spend time here. In the fact that they are just regular people when they're here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm heartbroken. I heard the news that you said about Jack Ross there passing away from Great White there.
Yeah.
Sad. We're losing everybody.
Well, especially, you know, he was suffering from dementia, and this was something that he was only diagnosed with a few months ago. So it was quick that he succumbed to this.
Wow. I said Great White got a bad rap with all that. I don't think it was the band. I think it more was on the owners and the fire marshal there on the inspection that was the reason for the fault for that there. It wasn't Great White.
Yeah, I mean, the foam that they had in the ceiling was the major problem, and that was something that should have been upgraded but wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, I'd be playing some Great White today for a tribute to the band, though.
There you go. All right, you have a good weekend.
Have a great day.
All right, take it easy. And again, if you hadn't heard, Jack Russell, the lead singer of Great White, passed away at age 63 from multiple system atrophy and Lewy body dementia. He had only retired from touring just last month after receiving that diagnosis. So, again, I think it's sad that he said in this article that I read from Blabbermouth that that's the name of the website. That, he's never gone. He never went to the Station Memorial Park because he felt like people would not appreciate his presence there. So he never got the chance to go and memorialize the friend and guitarist that he lost and all the other friends that he had in the crowd because he knew how people would perceive him being there. So I think it's time, if you haven't forgiven Jack Russell, and he did make, I wish I could find those comments that he made. I was looking all over, but I know he made some comments in the early days, the early years after the fire that people took the wrong way, and I wish I could find them. I remember being upset about them, but I don't remember what they were. 508-996-0500. Let me take my final break here. Before I do that, though, I want to let you know that it's an important weekend if you are an Edaville fan. It is the last summer carnival night happening tomorrow from 4 to 9 p.m. at Edaville Family Theme Park in Carver. The final summer carnival night to enjoy the steam train, the amusement rides, all the storefronts of local businesses. But then, starting next weekend, it will be the Day Out with Thomas Bubble Tour. So you can get your tickets now at Edaville.com. If you want to go to the last summer carnival night tomorrow night, or if you want to get tickets to Day Out with Thomas, you can do that now. If you want to enter to win a family four-pack of tickets to Day Out with Thomas on September 1st, you can do that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But Edaville has a lot of stuff planned throughout the fall and into the holiday season with the Festival of Lights, the Cranberry Festival is coming back. So many great things going on, and you can find out about it all by going to Edaville.com and getting your tickets now. And make sure you follow the Edaville Family Theme Park Facebook page as well. I've got to take my final break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. Pass the bottle. Wash the pills down while we're wrong. And that is Joe Jackson with Friday, because it is Friday. And I hope everybody out there has a great weekend. Don't go anywhere, though. Stay tuned. Chris McCarthy's coming your way with South Coast Now, and he's ready and willing to talk to you. And he'll take your phone calls at 508-996-0500. Of course, I'll be back Monday. No spooky South Coast this week. Not next week. Probably still sometime in the fall, we'll come back. See, the problem is right when I'm thinking, okay, I think I'm just about ready to come back and stay up late on a Saturday night, my co-host goes and gets pregnant. And then she can't stay up late. So, but we'll figure it all out. You might get spooky South Coast as a pre-recorded, not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.